Modern people, generally both religious and non-religious, have imposed upon them an invisible and non-existent force manifested from other people's subjective morality since their youngest years, which progressively creates a thing known as conscience. Conscience is like a self-made hell. It inherently operates like a sadistic machine that seeks to weaken you whenever you perceive something that is in contrast to the morality it is built upon. Such people live their lives and perceive everything through emotion. Emotion holds no intellect over itself and can't cope with any apparent reality. Pragmatic and nihilistic thinking is a liberating process that evades moral lunacy and permeates the ability to look beyond these emotive urges of yourself and others to see things as they are and find a pragmatic solution to everything. When someone says that something is just wrong and just don't do it, it means they react upon their subjective emotive stimulus and not upon a nihilistic or realistic stimulus. Our entire modern, especially Western world, is built upon morality and emotion, which can be noticed in its laws, movies, school teachings, and other diluted factors. And these greatly affect the mechanics of thought of the average man. This is one of the reasons why society is failing. Humanists are the greatest example of people that fail to connect to reality. When the planet and the human race dies, they will still think in their indefinable invisible force, which I just mentioned, that killing to depopulate and save the rest for the better is wrong.
Race. Death is most efficient way. dead. Sit on infection, wallowing in stinking slime. Malicious horror, still unaffected by time.
not per se mean to be self-destructive. This is simply an arbitrary matter and a question of weakness in form of collapse and degeneration. Modern people generally have the tendency, from their hysterical delirium, to immediately label any dissident as an uncivilized beast or such. But the nihilistic truth remains that a human infant can be shaped into every form of being possible. There is no absolute moral force coming from outer space or spooky land that inherently constitutes its personality.